It's the Oh No Radio Show.
Turn the radio up.
Of the Oh No Showcase. It's been a couple months, guys, has it not?
I've been
happy
waiting
to be back.
Yeah, no, it's really good to have a musician in studio here with us tonight.
What is this? Volume 7.
Is it 7? Yeah, it's number 7 of these that we've done. We've been trying to do these once a month, but unfortunately scheduling conflicts have arisen or arose as they happen to.
But none of that matters.
But none of that matters because we're here. I'm Owen. I'm the captain of your shit ship. Along with me, as always, is my good friend Zach.
Hi, hello.
And my good friend Ty.
Yes, yes.
But tonight, we have two very special guests in the studio.
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Coble's here, everybody.
Hey!
Hey,
hey, hey. Ow. We're going to learn a little bit more about him in just a second. Also, his lovely wife, Wendy's here as well. Wendy, welcome.
Hey,
Wendy.
You. Hello.
Welcome.
You guys, you got to step up the enthusiasm. Come on, here in our studios here. You got to pretend like you're having a good time.
Thank you very much for having us. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Even if you're not having a good time, just pretend that you are.
That's what I do every
for
week.
My sake.
That's what I do every week.
Hey, no, we're used to that. We're used to that by now. But no, seriously, guys, thank you for joining us here on the show. It's a real pleasure, seriously.
You guys are huge comedy fans, right?
Yeah, we're sure. Kind of into that. Yeah.
Well, Bill Hicks used to say when he would start off one of his shows, "Okay, it's time for me to plaster on a fake smile and plow through this shit one more time."
That's it. That sounds about like what we do weekly. To be quite honest,
that's our motto around here.
So, no, let's get some business out of the way. You two are here more or less to promote a pretty exciting event that's happening on Sunday at Will's Pub.
I am really excited
about. I know you are. I know you are.
You got two of Ty's favorite things, hot sauce and music.
Exactly.
Beautiful thing.
Exactly. But no, it's the Polka's Hottest Sauce Cook-Off, if I'm not mistaken. This is the sixth annual. And you're also going to be playing there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Junkie Rush throwing down.
Junkie Rush. That's also, of course, if you're not familiar with Bobby, that's one of his main projects right now is Junkie Rush, right?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it one of my main projects right now. I mean, it definitely was for the better part of 12 or 13 years, probably. Actually, Junkie Rush hasn't played a show.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, it
right?
has been a little while since 2000.
I brought him back.
Yeah, exactly.
please, wifey.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I heard that.
So you were the doing on that one?
Two weeks straight, and then I finally caved in. Yeah, exactly.
And is it all the same members?
Yes, it is, from our last incarnation. I think the last show we played was 2015, probably, which doesn't seem like that long ago. But
the Will's
a couple years.
20th anniversary, I think.
Yeah, okay, so maybe it wasn't quite. It's been over a year. We're approximately, yeah, something like that. We're not really that active anymore. You know, everybody's doing other things, you know. And, again, you know, this seemed like a special occasion.
Exactly.
It was the ultimate lineup. I'm like, you cannot. You got
to
do this.
So before we get into Bobby and some of the more interesting things in his career, I want to learn a little bit more about this event. Tell us just some general things that people need to know when they're coming on Sunday.
It is actually a food drive as well for the Fern Creek Elementary Foundation.
Awesome.
It's a local elementary school, and if you bring at least 5 non-perishable food items, kid-friendly, canned food, any kind of like snack packs and stuff for kids and parents, they send home a pack with the students every week when they go home for the weekend so that they aren't hungry during the weekend.
Right. There are so many kids out there like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you get $5 off the admission if you bring in the food donation. So that's big.
Nice. Yeah. And this is a chance for you to, first off, Wendy makes some of the best sauces here in Orlando.
Do you have some in the fridge? You got some?
I don't have any currently.
You don't have that marinade?
I've had that marinade. We've used that marinade. Right. That's the thing is that, I don't have that stuff just lying around. It's too good to not use. So one of the things that's really interesting about Wendy and her line of sauces is that you create specialty sauces for local musicians and performers
and
I think that's really cool. I mean, you've had Kaylee Baker. I know who are some of the other ones?
Oh geez, Junkie Rush, of course. That was the first one.
Okay,
that was the first one.
Yeah, I didn't even like hot sauce when I started the company. Honestly, I just had a garden full of peppers that I wanted to use, and he had a sriracha addiction. So I'm like, all right, I can do this.
So
25 tries later, we have Junkie Rice sauce, and it's still actually one of the most popular sauces. The most popular. So,
and you sell your sauces just kind of at local retailers here in Orlando, or
are like 28 local mom and pop like stores and restaurants in town, and I
picked mine up from The Lovely, I think.
Yeah. The Lovely is one of them. Also, I got into Winn-Dixie almost 2 years ago.
Oh, fantastic!
Lucky's Market, and currently talking with Publix and trying to get in there, but I have different restaurants and stores around town that I'll utilize them.
Sure.
She's got lots of great products though, like almost 20. Yeah. You have like 20 in your line.
This year
like
will
that.
Be 20. I'm doing one, you know, Jessica Polly, obviously, Southern Fried Sunday. She's been doing, I think this is 11 years, Southern Fried Sunday. And
what kind of sauce is Southern Fried Sunday sauce?
Actually.
Oh. Is this the one that I've heard
she's
about?
Be upset that she didn't show up.
We got the tease. I love it.
And this, I actually the labels aren't even ready yet. This is hot off the stove today, and so this is just something I printed off on my computer and like taped on here. So you get this is going to be worth millions one day.
This is like a DIY.
Beautiful.
And I will save it. Thank you very much. But is this the blood orange one? Oh my God! Yeah, blood orange barbecue sauce. That sounds delightful. We're doing something with this weekend.
For sure.
Yeah, that's happening. So the event, the cook-off itself. How does that all work?
Do people just come and cook?
There's three rules. I actually started, this is the sixth year I started it at my friend, good friend Biebs, you know, Biebs and her makers.
Sure, love Biebs.
She's a good friend of mine, and I just had an idea. I'm like, it's my birthday, I want to have a party, let's have a party in your backyard, and we'll just make it a cook-off, and people use, you know, one of the sauces, and we'll invite a bunch of friends, have some music. We planned it in about a week. And it was great. It was a great show, and we did it the next year there. Or actually, the next year I had the baby, so we took off. And then after that, we had it there again. And then it got so big that I talked to Will. I'm like, can we move it over here? Because she was moving, and it was getting a little out of hand.
Biebs is also on the bill.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely. There's a lot of great artists. We'll mention them all definitely before we go to break and everything. But yeah. I'm super excited for it. I'm super excited for you guys because I think it's a really cool event. And like you said, it's something that can obviously help out kids in town. There's a good cause at heart. And you get to see not only some awesome musical acts, but you get to see or get to taste some amazing local hot sauces.
Yeah, we do a free taco bar. So
free
you come in,
taco.
You get a free
come
taco
on.
Bar,
can't be dead.
And then you
come
get
on.
To try
that's
all
reason
the
to go
sauces
enough.
On the tacos.
So what time does it start on Sunday?
Doors are at 2.
Doors are at 2. I know it's an earlier show, so if you're worried about making work on a Monday, it's kind of great because, you know, you get started with your day early. You can get out of there. Like, I think the last one, doesn't the event end at like 10:30, 11, somewhere around there?
It actually, outside, it'll go to about 9:30, and then we will go inside till about midnight. So if there are some people that still want to rage a little bit,
we'll take
it inside. But yeah.
Hey, it's there for your ragers, and it's there for your non-ragers.
And it's all ages. We'll have a kids area this year, a kids mini house club dance party.
Very cool.
And do the
very cool
adult Easter egg hunts and children Easter egg hunts. So you can win all kinds of bar tabs and beers, and we have lots of Spencers. Sponsors, what did I just say?
Spencers?
We don't have any Spencers.
That gift place?
Lots of cool stuff you can win. And
you, what's the price of admission?
It is 20 if you get them online, and then 25 day of show.
Day of show, and then you also can get, what, $5 off if you bring five food items.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that, guys. Bring some canned food. Clean out your pantry and you know, bring them some good stuff too. Don't bring them all that crap. Like
not the expired. They can't take expired stuff. They don't want your expired green beans.
They don't want those. They don't want those. They want stuff that these kids can actually eat. Buy some Lunchables or something. Yeah.
I like how you said kid friendly before when describing the canned goods. That's great.
Yeah. What are some canned goods that aren't kid friendly?
A warm 6-pack of Natty.
And SpaghettiOs.
Now
worked for me.
Now for those of you who aren't familiar with Bobby, like I said, he plays in Junkie Rush. What are some of the other bands that you're playing with currently?
Currently, I have a group called the Absinthe Trio.
Yes. Also on the bill.
Yes, we are also.
You're doing double duty.
Yes, I am.
Double dipping,
back to back.
Very
and,
cool.
And we play, other than the cook-off, we play the first Monday of every month at Little Indies, which is right next door to Will's. And what we do is kind of a more of a experimental jazz fusion project, but we also do classic rock covers.
Yeah.
A little,
for all you,
a little
dad, Nugent. For all you dad rock fans out there.
Yeah. It's a little something for some of you.
Nice.
Aside from that, I also play with the Dave LaRue band. Dave is a fantastic bass player.
Cool.
Who's played with many famous guitar players, honestly. He's played with Steve Morse and the Dixie Dregs for many years. He's played with John Petrucci from Dream Theater. Joe Satriani. He lives in Ocala, so.
No kidding.
Yeah, a lot of what I do is more in the jazz realm, but I also play the heavy metal.
That's
Moonlight is a heavy metal musician.
And you may or may not, if you're a metal fan, know of a little band called Death. Now, Death is, they were trendsetters at the time, were they not?
Yes.
Way ahead of their time.
Yeah, you know, Chuck Schuldiner was definitely one of the guys who, you know, started the style of music that came to be known as death metal. He was a local guy, you know, he grew up in Altamont Springs.
Sure.
And, he was definitely one of the progenitors of that style of music. And I very fortunately, you know, I met Chuck early on. I met him originally when we were both in high school. But then after a while in the mid-90s when he was looking for a guitar player, you know, we came back into contact, and I was extremely fortunate to have played in the band for a couple of years back in the day.
And it's very impressive, man, because I know I brought it up to some of my metalhead friends that you were coming in, and they knew straight away. They knew straight away who you were, and they knew straight away, of course, who Death was, and were extremely excited to hear this tonight, so I'm sure they're tuning in.
Oh, yeah, man. I was very lucky to be there. And in recent years, of course, Chuck unfortunately died in 2001.
Yeah.
And in the last 4 or 5 years, the tribute band called DTA, which stands for Death to All, has popped up, and we have done some touring in the U.S. and Europe and South America.
Very cool, man.
Just, you know, paying tribute to Chuck and the music, and just giving the young fans that never really got to see the real thing, you know, just a little taste of what it's like. Of course, it'll never be the real thing again without Chuck, but just, you know, a good chance to play the music to the best of our ability and just celebrate Chuck's life and music, you know, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I know you have a hard out, and we're already, oh my God, guys, it's already 8:50. This guy's got to like leave in like 10 minutes, unfortunately. So I do want to start, get you to play a song for us, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure, man.
Ty's going to hop behind the camera here, but before you play a song, I just want to know a little bit about your transition from playing in such a heavy band into what you're playing now, which is like you said, so much more jazz oriented.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, well, when I grew up, when I first got into the guitar, it was because I was into rock and roll, and I, you know, originally played the organ, and I eventually figured out that if I wanted to play rock and roll, I was probably playing the wrong instrument.
Sure.
So I switched over to the guitar, and, you know, just got into heavy metal, and eventually started getting into fusion, and I'm just into all different kinds of music, really, you know, just like most people are.
Yeah.
And I just have a real desire to just play different things, you know, and it's kind of schizophrenic. I mean, some, you know, or ADD, whatever you want to call it, you know, some people that are in the jazz realm are kind of very surprised to hear that I play heavy metal and vice versa, you know, but you know, I just enjoy doing it all. And I just have the curiosity to try to do different things. And Junkie Rush is definitely very much an eclectic.
I was going to say, you can hear bits and pieces of all of that
stuff. Yeah, you know, and just at the time, it just seemed like a good idea. You know, again, just a very eclectic you know, mix of different styles of music. And it was just not a serious thing at all, just something that was designed to be fun and to, you know, just, you know, help people to have a good time as well as ourselves, you know.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, what are you going to play for us here, man?
Well, I guess I'll play a Junkie Rest song since we're going to be playing at the cook-off this coming Sunday.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah, and this will be cool because we're rehearsing later tonight and I haven't played any of this stuff.
You need to practice it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll just, you know, practice in front of the privacy of your listening audience.
Sure. No, that's what we're here for, man.
Okay. You hear that all right? We're good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I just woke up, still got a buzz. Looks like I slept with a stranger. She was nice to me, but when I left, I liked to think she didn't see me. I just got here, I need beer. Looks like there's one in the freezer. And I don't think it's a crime if I start drinking before nine, so let's go easy. Someone somewhere won the lottery. It happens all the time, but not to me. It ain't what you want, it's how you wanna be. I'm feeling sorry, wanna party. I'm looking for Matt G, he just walked in. He's got a grand. Looks like he just cashes paycheck. So mister, do you mind, I'll be your friend. You'd be so kind, won't you appease me. And someone found a treasure in the sea. In the sea, it happens all the time, but not to me. But it ain't what you got, it's how you gotta be. I'm feeling sorry, wanna party. But two of you I see, I was dreaming. Woke up without clothes and I've been meaning. Find my way back home, but it's not easy. When you're seeing double in the dawn, I guess I'll carry on. Oh, this old town, bring me down. Don't know how much I can handle. Think about a time when having fun was not a crime. Life was easy. Everywhere I go, they stare at me. It happens all the time, but I don't see. Cause I don't look around and I don't wanna be there. Feeling sorry, wanna party. Two of you I see, I was dreaming. Woke up without clothes and I've been meaning. Find my way back home, but it's not easy. When you see a double in the dawn, guess I'll carry on. Oh, I wish the sun didn't go away and I lost my shades. My head is killing me and I can't even see. When so I wander like a stray, not a lot to say. I just walk away, try again today. I just woke up all fucked up from the street that I had about him. Sipping on a drink, he looked so real. I did not think that I was sleeping. When he turned and walked away from me, the only thing he said was to be free, just be free. I'd like to see him around sometime, but why I can't see him. Feeling sorry, wanna party, but two of him you'll see. I was dreaming, woke up without clothes and I've been meaning. Find my way back home, but it's not easy. When you see a double and your world's a busted bubble and you're always in trouble and I'm freezing. But hell is all around if I stop breathing. Just throw me in the ground and it gets easy. If nothing's gonna matter when you're gone, I guess I'll carry on, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cool. I
love it. Love it.
What?
Jessica Pauly just busting doors down.
You love Jessica.
You must have heard me giving her sauce away.
That is crazy. No, that's awesome.
You can hop on that mic.
Yeah, me. Just sit right there, Jess, for a second there. Glad you could make it. That's great. That's great.
Hooray, Bobby.
We've got to get this guy out of here, unfortunately, because he's got band practice. You know,
he's so lame, but it's true.
But it's true. One thing I did want to ask you. First off, great job.
Oh, right.
And
I loved hearing that song again.
Yeah, I know.
Sweet.
Right. One thing I did want to ask you is something that I read in an article that was written about you with the Orlando Week. In which you referred to something with Junkie Rush's sort of numeric code that the band has within itself. Tell me about JR1 through JR10.
Oh, wow. Good Lord.
Does this even still apply anymore?
Oh, okay.
It was explained to me, or in the article, it was talking about how it was a gauge that you set to the temperament of the crowd and how heavy you were going to.
Oh, yeah.
It was like an intensity?
It's really kind of silly. Yeah, it's kind of dumb. But we used to call it, like you would categorize hurricanes. We would be like, okay, it's going to be either a category one show or it's going to be a category five. And that's really dumb. But that's the way we used to do it, you know, just because sometimes we would, again, just because the eclectic nature of this, you know, of particular band, we would end up playing with, sometimes we would play with acoustic acts, sometimes we would end up playing with metal bands, like, or heavy bands, you know, and
you don't know what type of audience is coming to the show.
Either that, or we definitely did know what type of audience was coming and be like, we don't want to get our asses kicked and have bottles thrown at us, so we better play our heaviest, you know, most rocked out
stuff.
Or we don't want to alienate, you know, the
all the Dashboard Confessional fans
or whatever. Yeah. So, wow, that's crazy. You blew the dust off that, but that's just the silly way we used to refer to that.
Well, that's what I do. I at least try and do some, you know, research.
Oh, no, that's fine. That could have been much more humiliating.
Yeah, fair enough.
What category show should we prepare ourselves for on Sunday?
What are we going to get on
Sunday? Oh, wow, here we go. I don't know.
No pressure.
We're all old now. I don't know. Old, you know, I don't know if we could conjure up a category five if we wanted to, but I think we're going to do our best, because who knows if and when this will happen again. You know,
sure.
We're not really an active band anymore, but again, please. So here we are. So we'll probably leave it all on the stage this time.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I know you do need to get out of here. Do you have time for one more? I know it's real close.
Oh yeah, sure, man.
Yeah, can we get one more out of you before you
can? I need to practice these songs anyway before we practice them tonight.
Yeah, double practice.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't. Haven't done this in a while.
What's this next one called?
This is something from the first Junkie Rush album. This is another dumb song.
All right. Let's do it.
It's not the heaviest content that you'll ever find again. This is something we'll probably play on Sunday. This is from the first album called In the Morning.
I got a woman in my head. She's everything I ever wanted, but she doesn't seem to be exactly what my mama had in mind. But that's my kind. She my imaginary friend. She let me tie up all her loose ends, and she doesn't seem to mind what's to come or what's behind. She carries on until she's gone. So pour a couple drinks for me. I close my eyes and it's her I gotta see. 'Cause she'll always be there in the morning. In the morning. I was in love, I was in love a while. She was a double barrel hit beneath a smile. And then she smiled at all the rest. Must have put her to the test. Guess what she felt? I derail. My heart don't want to be squeezed no more. Too many little pieces lie upon the floor. But I close my eyes and think,
when I'm standing on the brink, she always there, my maiden fair. So pour a cup of drinks for me. I close my eyes and it's her I gotta see, 'cause she'll always be there in the morning. Tell me, lovely lady, just why you come so far, just to pull my best friend into the bathroom at the bar. Why you steal shit from my wallet? Why you kick upon my door? Why you throw me on the fire like another drunken whore? I loved you anyway, I loved you anyway, I loved you anyway.
Missing something.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
Cool. I remember that one too.
See, it's going to be great. It's all going to go well.
You're
gonna
be
like riding a bike.
Isn't that funny though? Like how it all sort of comes back to you after not playing.
I was hoping that would happen.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. I know you got a jet. I could sit here and talk to you all day, but I know you got things to do and places to be.
Thanks a lot for having us.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything we need to really hit up before that I missed?
I'm going to pass the torch to Jessica because she knows
all these.
Hi, guys. What's up, Jessica?
Tell us the lineup.
Happy 2017. I haven't seen you guys all yet.
Yeah, I know, right? It's been that long.
No way.
We haven't done one of these.
It's April.
I know. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Yeah, I know.
I have
I know.
This job that keeps me really busy.
Your hair looks
in the
good.
Evening. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I was actually here is because my 8 o'clock appointment canceled.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, oh, no problem. I wasn't upset about it at all.
I can be
so, like,
somewhere.
I can run to Oh No.
Nice, nice. Glad to have you.
But yeah, so sorry I've had to miss this recently, but
can you?
Thanks for having Wendy and Bobby on.
Of course. Great
guests. I'm going to get a little mushy here. I don't know if I would be as into local music as I am or be where I am if not for Bobby Coble.
Fuck yeah.
I first started going out to see Junkie Rush shows. Like, those
oh, wow.
were the that's the first local band that I really
that was
started
like the
seeing.
Introduction for you, huh?
And he was super nice to me and always talked to me and told me about other bands. And then he's like, oh, you should check out Sam Rivers' band. And I started going out to see, oh, cool, I know Bobby. He plays with Sam Rivers. I'll go out and see them. And, like, it was really just I started seeing Sam Rivers and Junkie Rush because Bobby was in the bands. He was cool to me. And I was like, I like this music. And from there, I started meeting more people and really started seeing more local bands. But without you, dude, I don't know.
And here's $5.
No, but thank you.
No,
you know,
thank
I'm
you, Jess.
So just stoked it worked out for you guys to play on Sunday.
Jessica is such a proponent of local music, and she's very tireless in her efforts to help boost other bands and their music. And
thanks.
She's just a great part of the scene, and we're very, very lucky to have her in town.
She's thanks, the music buddy. Maven of Orlando. Yeah.
Thanks.
She's our music maven.
Aww.
That's it. But no, shucks. Guys, definitely go out this Sunday to Poca's Hottest.
I think we missed one thing.
Sure.
You know who our headliner is, right?
G-Love. Right.
From G-Love and the Special Sauce.
I was going to go over. I had it right
insane.
Here.
Insane. Is that insane or what?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's pretty fucking awesome. Guys, the lineup's awesome. You got Terry Binion, Milka, Kaylee Baker, Absinthe Trio, Junkie Rush, Biebs and Her Moneymakers. Then you're going to have G Love wrapping up the night. So, hell.
Every single one of those bands has a sauce. Terry Binion has a chipotle lime sauce. I hope I don't mess this up, Wendy. Let's see. I did work for you for like a month. Terry Binion is a chipotle lime sauce. Who's next? Oh, Milka is, it's like a white, it's like a white pepper sauce.
It's
It's a traditional Puerto Rican pepper and like a white sauce, so it looks like milk. It's crazy. I don't know how you did that, Wendy. What's the Absinthe Trio sauce? There's no trio sauce. That's right. You're in both bands.
Yeah, exactly.
So yours is Bobby's is the Junkie Rush. The Thai chili sauce, which is kind of like a sriracha, and then the Kaylee Baker is the Serenade Marinade.
Yep.
Which is like a bourbon ghost pepper sauce.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, God, it's so good.
It is.
And it's got, does it have honey in it? Because it's kind of sweet. And then Biebs and Her Moneymakers. Oh. I won't do it this year, I promise. Biebs is a blueberry habanero sauce that the year that it came out when the cook-off was at Biebs' house, I discovered that it was very good as a mixer.
Oh,
with,
cool.
Like, if you put it in a vodka drink.
Yeah.
like a flavored
Bloody
vodka.
Bloody Mary? Or no,
with,
no, okay.
No, it's a blueberry habanero sauce.
Oh, okay, yeah,
so gotcha. I just
gotcha.
Did like soda water and vodka and blueberry habanero sauce over and over and over again.
I like it. Well, we got to get these guys out of here, Jessica. But where can people find you should they need to? Pocashottas.com, I know.
Yes.
And they're all over social media.
Yeah.
Bobby, any last words, any Twitters or anything you want to plug?
No, we'll hopefully see you on Sunday. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah.
Awesome.
For young and old. So
tickets
come
at
one, come all.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys once again for joining us.
Thank you guys for
Here's some
us.
Junkie Rush while we go. We're going to take a little break a little early right now as we get these guys out of here. We'll be back with a regular Oh No Radio show in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.